welcome to the second in a series of podcasts with me, yours truly, Uncle Heavy. This one coming live from the tour bus somewhere between Jersey and Rochester, New York. You know, I've never been on a bus with a record player before, but this one's got two, one in each lounge. So we're sitting in the back lounge, and we figured, hey, I got this stack of 45s. I don't know why I brought them, but, well, why don't we play some and have a little fun with it? I'm sitting here with Mr. Danny Miranda.
Hey, everybody. Hey, Dave.
Danny, we all know, has things to say. And, well, finally, Danny's got a mic.
They may be inappropriate, but I'm going to say it.
Yes. Children, hold your ears. And how could you best describe the day so far?
Jovial.
Jovial. That's rather liberal, I think.
You know, like, it's like having a trampoline on the bus. You're so excited, you know, doing cartwheels down the hall and... it's a rainy, dreary day, and so we're going to play some really great rock and R&B and blues. And
maybe a little funky stuff. I don't know. I don't know if we can go there.
Some soul music, man. You know?
Are you familiar with Mr. Earl Bostick?
I am not, but something tells me I will be.
This has been one of my favorite records for the last few years, and it goes a little something like this. Yourself. Here comes the crazy chicken.
Crazy
chicken.
Crazy.
Oh, it's crazy, crazy chicken. 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 Oh, it's crazy, crazy chicken.
Everybody clap wing.
I do chicken. You do chicken. My mama does the chicken. My papa does the chicken. Babe sister does the chicken.
Everybody clap wing.
Everybody clap wing. Do a fun little dance. Flap, 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 flap the game and never lose, but it's hard on your shoes. Still crazy,
crazy, everybody goes
crazy, crazy. Chicken does 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 crazy, crazy.
And that's the newest dance sensation to be sweeping the nation, the Crazy Chicken by the Five Keys.
That was just one of the heaviest. And you know what? I was thinking, what is it about these drummers on these records that you've been playing? They're just so loosey-goosey and just setting this vibe up for these rigs, man. And then the big one, man, the big one, that's the funky side of it for me.
Absolutely. So we've where is the next one? Me. What are we listening to? All right, so we've had a taste of the Crazy Chicken, and now it's a little bit of Big J McNeely, another one of the classic screaming tenor sax players. This is featuring Lil Sonny on vocals. It's called Back Shack Track.
Well, I built the army and I've been overseas. I had my fun, I done everything I please. I had lots of women, lonely and wide, but none like my baby that's on the other side. So take me back to my baby, the shack by the railroad track. Yeah, 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 I wanna go back. Yes, I wanna go back.
Title Back Shack Track meant, but I guess you got to throw something on the record, and it's got to be appropriate for the children. So,
wonder what it meant. What's the song
never
about?
Never know. Do you have any guesses?
I don't have any guesses. No, I couldn't figure it out. All I know is that scream was just the coolest thing. We're just waking. It's only 5 p.m,
exactly.
Folks. We're only on our first beer here, and. It's just like as soon as you walk into the bar, you know, and all your friends have been there for hours already and, you know, trying to get loose.
Yeah, you just...
So you got to catch up, you know what I mean? Double up the portions and everything, so...
Yep, coffee's starting to wear off.
Yeah.
It's 5:30 in the bus. You got nothing but beer and cold cuts. And you've already had too much of the cold cuts, so...
We got wine.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, we got wine.
Oh, shoot.
Enough beer... to get us through this.
I hope so. Might take a while.
Yeah.
This next one is it's by In this context, he's labeled as Little Johnny Taylor. But this is the Johnny Taylor that we all know and love for such classics as Who's Making Love or Cheaper to Keep Her. But this is before he got involved with Stax Records. A little grittier. It's called Somewhere Down the Line.
If you find that you still want me, if somewhere down the line, if you find that you still want me, remember that I told you that I love you, I love would always be. Somewhere, somewhere, oh, you're gonna find that you still want me. I just can't forget you, pretty baby, and I'm so tired of trying. I just can't forget you, pretty baby, and I'm so tired of trying. The more I try to forget you, the more you on my mind. But somewhere, 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 oh, you're gonna find that you still want me. If you ever think about me, baby, if I ever cross your mind, if you ever think about me, baby, if you ever change your mind, just look me up, baby. I won't be hard to find, but somewhere you're gonna need me. Somewhere, just look for me. Call me.
Thank you.
now we're in Detroit for a little bit. That was Donald Austin with an instrumental called Crazy Legs.
Is that a groove or what, man?
Oh, my God. And hey, look who just walked in the door. It's the inimitable Randy Flowers.
Hello.
That's probably all you'll hear out of him because Randy likes to watch.
I'm not much of a talker.
You know, but really, how heavy is that groove, man? Salacious. Imagine you could be driving in your car and hear stuff like this at any time of the day. You know? Freak you out, man.
Not going to happen.
Freak you out.
Not going to happen.
Happy 6 o'clock, everybody.
Happy 6 o'clock.
We're well into this groove here, so.
Is it time for a beer break yet?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, we're going to play something funky, I think, right? What you got? What
you got going on? It depends on what you define as funky. First, a word from our sponsors. This podcast by Uncle Heavy and Associates is brought to you by the Flying Fish Brewing Company, specifically the Extra Pale Ale, which comes in a little brown bottle.
Is this from Secaucus? Where is this from?
I don't think much good comes out of Secaucus.
Well,
certainly.
I'll tell you what, man. They used to have a thing called Crazy Horse Malt Liquor.
And from Secaucus.
We used to record up in Millbrook, New York. And I don't know what's in this, but you buy it for 99 cents, and you see it's like hallucinogenic, man. You see God and everything in between. And, you know... Yeah, and you see a picture of like a, you know, I don't know who wrote the cover. It's Crazy Horse, and they write the story about, you know, from the Black Hills and all that stuff, you know, trekking across and fighting the battles, and you know, brooding Secaucus on the bottom or so,
wow,
or whatever it is.
Well, if there's anything brewed to be coming out of Secaucus, I guess that's what it would be. Not really surprised.
Yeah, it's probably going to kill us all.
What would happen if you'd had like four or five of those things?
We have.
Oh, yeah.
Look at me. That was 15 years ago.
Oh, damn. And like, what would 10 of them do to you, for argument's sake?
You get the mother of all headaches.
Oh, yeah? That's all?
Well, you see triple sometimes.
Triple?
More than double.
The third eye kicks in, huh?
Yeah. You get the upstate crazies.
Well, speaking of the upstate crazies, how about a little Parliament?
What? I didn't hear what you said.
Speaking of the upstate crazies, how about a little Parliament for you?
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Would you
great.
Like that?
I'd love it.
All right. George Clinton says hi.
Yeah.
Coal Man, if you can believe it or not, by Mac Rice, the one who gave us the perennial classic Mustang Sally, keeping with the funky stuff, Detroit Connection.
Remember we spent a month there 1 week?
Oh, I remember that. staying in the Motor City Casino Hotel, right?
Yeah, man. But you turn us on to these great jazz and blues clubs, one which you sat in on and just kicked, man. You kicked ass.
Cliff Bell's.
That was great. It was a great
awesome
vibe.
Club.
There's still great
awesome
music
club.
Coming in and out of that city. Has never stopped.
Great players there. All right, we're going to stick with another Detroit group called the Fantastic Four. This is one of my favorite discoveries probably from the last 2 years. It has a very singular groove, just kind of sits there. Hell of a pocket.
If you need me, honey, just call me. Shine. My clothes the best. The mirror tells me that I should be impressed. There's no one here now. Oh, to fix my tie. It's times like this, girl, when I wanna die. Oh, why do I keep kidding myself when things just ain't the same? I just keep staring. Calling, but I tell her you just left, 'cause I don't want no
dance.
Yes, it does. Hey, hey.
By Junie. At one time, he was a lead singer for the Ohio Players. It's a tune called Tightrope. And I don't know, we've lost Danny here, but Randy seems to have found the mic.
Hello. This is like walking into a room of old toys that didn't get played with.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Man, Randy says one funny thing, then he gets mic shy. Hands it back over to Danny.
That's great.
That's a whole other show.
Oh my God.
Moving right along, heading up north.
Exactly.
You know, we're on the highway.
Why, yes, we are.
Yeah.
Well, the funny thing is that we're going to stay in Fairport, and I actually lived there for 3.5 years.
Well, you're up in the Finger Lakes, you know?
Well, North Fairport's more of a suburb of Rochester. It's close to the Finger Lakes, but...
You know, I got a friend in Rochester. I should tell him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Well, why do you care? I don't know why I'm mentioning it on the air.
Well, maybe he'll be listening, and he'll say, Danny, my long-lost friend.
Yeah, that's right,
where have you been?
My buddy Ramey.
So an interesting thing about Fairport, or maybe a not-so-interesting thing, more of a somewhat unique thing about Fairport, is that it's one of the old Erie Canal towns. So the one thing I remember about the good old Erie Canal is that it's just a disgusting straight line of brown water. And
it's pretty heinous.
The kids would talk about the tradition of scum jumping. Which
well, there's a hobby.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's something Huck Finn and Tom Sawyer must have missed out on.
I'm sure they did, you know, just rafting and such. But you'd basically just go to one of the bridges over the canal and jump off of it into the water below. And one of the suburban myths that got passed around was that someone was scum jumping at one point and actually jumped through the body of a dead cow.
There you go. How's that for a Saturday afternoon?
Could be worse.
It's weird because there's a lot of history and you know, romance of the whole legend of the place. But when you actually witness it.
Exactly. It's yeah, once you've lived there, it's like, oh, yeah, that's the place where they dump the garbage.
Yeah, and feel free, drop a pole in. Make yourself not? At home. You get to keep whatever you catch. There's got to be a lot of unidentifiable things coming out of that sludge fest.
Yeah, like the shoe fish.
They should just have a big, you know, jam band concert there and get it over with.
They probably have.
Because that's the way they look like when they walk out of that place anyway, right? Making friends all over, people making friends.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of things disgustingly funky, this is the Counts.
So funky you can smell it.
Yeah. Is that what I smell? I thought it was my feet. Or was it your feet? Really? Anyways.
No, I'm cool, man.
All right.
Way to get in.
unfortunately, that brings us to the end. And as we're signing off, you're listening to Willie Mitchell, an instrumental called Bad Eye. But thank you all for listening all the way to here. And, well, we've killed 1 hour on the bus, and we've got about 4 hours more. But
we'll probably be coming back.
Probably. Get ready for the second installment and then the third installment of Bus Podcast with Uncle Heavy and Dinah Miranda on the way up to Fairport.
Yeah, then we're gonna clean up the Erie Canal with all this music.
Yeah,
you'll be
happen.
Swimming with your children in there by the end of the weekend.
Exactly. Well, at any rate, thanks for listening, and look out for the next one coming soon.
Nice.